You're listening to the 30 Days of Discipline podcast. And now your host, John Shea.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Today's day number 14. Obviously, as I mentioned in one of my previous day episodes, I wasn't going to do daily updates anymore, just because I found I wasn't really didn't really have as much to update on. So I've basically gone through another weekend. This particular weekend definitely was a lot harder than last weekend, especially being that it was Halloween and all. I actually on Friday I ended up going to an audio place for, like, you know, potentially looking into having a stereo put in my car, and pretty much ended up leaving in rush hour traffic and took me 2 hours to get home. And with that, I sort of just felt like taking the lazy way out, and all of a sudden I just, for whatever reason, just started craving McDonald's. So that was kind of a failure, I guess, for Friday. I ended up just getting like a quarter pounder and fries, and you know, that probably was something I regret, because usually I can eat fast food and kind of handle it, but maybe because I've been eating fairly well the last couple weeks, this particular time I just felt terrible the rest of the night after eating it. In terms of candy, I mean, I had a little candy on Friday and a little bit on Saturday. You know, it is Halloween after all. I know I am doing this challenge, but, you know, it's just kind of, you know, I didn't, like, overindulge. I didn't go out and, like, buy like bags of candy. We didn't do any we didn't give out any candy at our house, so there was really no issue with like leftover candy or anything like that. So really wasn't a problem for me there. Just kind of did a little bit. My girlfriend ended up going out on Friday and actually didn't come home until 3:30, so I ended up waking up really early Saturday morning, and I had a hard time falling asleep. And last night we ended up going out to a neighbor's house, and basically he had a few friends over and they were all drinking, and I actually didn't drink at all. And I also left really early. I even left my girlfriend at the neighbor's, and I left about 10:30, which is the latest I've been up in, you know, in these past 2 weeks. Every other night I've pretty much been in bed by like 9 o'clock. I would say Friday night might've been a little bit of an exception, but maybe I would have went to bed like 9:30, 10. If you're watching a video, by the way, I've got a cat today in the video. She's just hanging out with me on my lap. Hopefully not ruining the keyboard here. Come on. So beyond that, I mean, today I've already, you know, I got up at 7 a.m. We had daylight savings. So there was, it was kind of odd because it's like I was up at 6, but really it's 7. So, I guess a good thing, because really I got to sleep in a little bit, you know, more or less. Beyond that, today, so far I've been really productive. I put like a new bolt and lock on our door. I've basically done a bunch of chores around the house already, like laundry, dishes, things like that, and it's only about 9:30 here. I'm about to leave in a few minutes to go pick up some snow tires for the winter here. It's going to get probably pretty nasty this winter, so that's something I've been meaning to do. Got a used set, so hopefully that works out. But hopefully today I can be really productive. On Friday I actually sat down while I was at work, and I came up with this idea to create a course on how to do an e-commerce site like the one I mentioned that I've been working on, Skull Clothing. So I'm actually going to try to create a course on a platform called Udemy. People put courses on there all the time. There's like thousands of them. And I've made a little money on there with some other courses I've done, like on podcasting, and I did another one on search engine optimization. So I'm going to do another course on building an Amazon affiliate site, and I want to make it pretty long and in-depth. Hopefully try to sell it for about $100. So that'll be a really good project that should hopefully take up a lot of my time these next 2 weeks. Today's Sunday. I think I'll be doing, I guess I'll do another update on maybe like Wednesday the 5th, kind of space things out. About 3 o'clock today I'm also going for a second massage, and that should be good. You know, obviously I definitely need it. I've been noticing kind of a difficulty in doing push-ups, because every day I'm doing them, and it's sort of putting a lot of stress, like, just in those muscles that I'm using. Like, I'm not really giving them a huge amount of time to recover. So I think that's about it for today's update. Something else I really just wasn't happy about, I guess, that I've had a hard time with is like Friday night, for example, because I was in traffic for so long and ended up at this place after work and still wanted to go to bed early. I ended up getting home about 5 o'clock, hung out with my neighbor for an hour, ate dinner, and ended up going out to Walmart briefly with Brenda. So by the time I got home, it was like 8 o'clock, and I hadn't even done any of my workout yet. So I just basically did about 20, 30 push-ups before I went to bed, like in my bedroom. It takes a lot longer for me to do sit-ups and stuff because I'm finding that I'm needing more time to, like, you know, space out like the reps and stuff. I'll do like 20 at a time. Although I have noticed a big improvement with push-ups. I was able to do 40 in a row, which I definitely could not have done 2 weeks ago. So there's definitely improvement there. I think that's all I wanted to share for today, and hopefully by Wednesday I'll have more to update on in my progress and see how things are going. Talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to the 30 Days of Discipline podcast.